About 25 people gathered in front of a statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a religious symbol of hope. Sam Singleton Freeman of the group Voces de la Frontera led a prayer directed at the nation's high court.
That they may take up this important matter of deferred action and rule in favor of justice.
Deferred action for parental accountability is the president's plan to allow law-abiding, non-resident parents of U.S. citizens to apply to stay here legally. Conservatives, including Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, have fought the plan, but Milwaukee resident Pedro Martinez says he believes prayer can work.
But the prayer can move mountains and can move minds that sometimes they're not accordingly with the needs of the people.
The Milwaukee event also included a reading of names of people that Voces de la Frontera says have been recently deported or are in immigration detention while waiting for the president's executive order to take effect. As the names were read, the gathering said presente to symbolize that the deported are remembered.
Oscar Araujo.
Presente.
Antonio Morales.
Presente.
Jorge Delgado.
Presente.
Jorge Orozco.
Presente.
Ramon Cruz Gonzalez.
In all, 21 names were read. Voces de la Frontera and other immigrant rights groups around the U.S. say they plan more prayer vigils and other events ahead of when the Supreme Court decides whether to take the deferred action case. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.